Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with us today, a longtime TV star, host of the hit show Maury. And believe it or not, it's Maury Povich.
Yay! Wow. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
You Scott, I mean, I get the feeling we started together. We were rookies together in this business.
Do you still remember how to do regular TV back when you were on?
Yeah, I mean, when I was doing A Current Affair, right. When I was anchoring the news at Channel 5, I don't know. First of all, I'm not too sure I'd want to be an anchor man these days. It just is, to me, it's too confining. And the news biz is different the way it used to be.
Well, the thing about it is, too, is the way you do your show, you do it in chunks.
Yes.
So you have a lot of free time.
It's the best job in the world. I work 27, 28 weeks a year.
Wow.
I do 5 shows a week, 3 on Thursday, 2 on Friday, work about 4 straight weeks, take a week off, and I'm kind of like a glorified school teacher. I finish in April, and I go back to work in August.
Wow. Man.
That's a
kind of like your job, Scott.
Not exactly. So, not exactly.
Clean up my resume.
Now, how do you get to be in the audience on the show?
You just you can go on our Facebook page. You can call the show. It's free. We do it in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay.
We do. There's a big theater there called the Rich Forum, and we. You know, we have maybe 200 people, and in fact, if you live in the city, near the city, we have buses every day from Penn Station.
Okay.
Wow. So it's funny because before we went on this morning, I was trying to figure out, usually when you used to do your show, didn't you do it at, were you in the Penn?
Sure, we were in the Penn Center. Right, Pennsylvania Hotel.
And you had a lot of tourists who were in the city.
Exactly.
And it was no problem.
No. But, I mean, it's a strange crowd. For instance, if we're doing 2 shows, the first crowd usually is from outlying areas like Connecticut and Westchester County and places like that. And the second show is a very urban audience from New York. So it's different.
They're coming on the buses.
They're coming on the buses. Yep.
Yeah, so you've been doing this lie detector and paternity testing for over 20 years. When you first started it, did you have any idea?
None.
There was going to be going on?
I had one, and you can understand, I mean, you're instinctual in terms of your talent, and the one instinctual thing I did was when we did the first paternity test, and the producers are briefing me for that day's storyline, and it comes down to the point where, and she says, and the result is, and I said, you know, I don't want to know the result. If I knew the result, then I would skew my questions. I would know more than the guest, more than the live audience, more than the TV audience. I don't want to know anything more than anyone else.
So it's a surprise to you.
It's an absolute, and that's why I think when the signature line came out, you are the father or you are not the father, I'm as surprised as everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Wow.
I didn't realize. I don't like surprises. I like to know, but yeah, I understand what you're doing. Now you're doing something different. You're taking the lie detector test on the road, right?
Oh, yeah. It's called the truth truck.
You got the truth truck.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
Wow. And I think today, for those people in New York, we are our lie detector administrator, a fellow named Ray Barberi.
Ray's good enough.
I'm sorry, Ralph Barbieri. Ralph Barbieri. I don't know where Ray
is. I guess Ray's not good enough.
Jesus Christ. Don't even know I don't even know my own man. Anyhow, Ralph Barbieri has been doing our lie detectors for years, and he's at the truth truck at Washington Square Park all day today.
Oh, wow. All right.
So if there are couples out there and you're kind of, you know, interested in maybe asking your significant other a couple of questions,
wow,
stop by the truth truck.
What is, wow, what is it? Now, you've been involved in that, like we said, for 20 years. What is the feeling with you about the lie detector test? A lot of that came up during that Kavanaugh thing.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. And Ralph is, I've talked to Ralph over the years about this. I believe the test is accurate because he does it three different times.
Right.
In other words, he does it one time, two times, three times. He says you can't, you know, get into some emotional state and think you can fake it. You can't drink something, eat something, and
can
think
you fake it once.
Well, if you fake it once, what are you going to do the other two times when it comes back?
I know, but a lot of times they don't do it three times.
Well, there's
they're not all like Ralph.
You can do it where the results are inconclusive, and so that's why they do it again.
Okay.
So, and by the way, if it's an inconclusive response, they don't use that. We don't use that question.
Right. Talking to Maury Povich, who's the TV show is Maury, and it's season, 21?
21, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Maury, have you ever been afraid for your own safety? Because when I watch your show,
yeah,
I mean, these people are emotionally charged, and
yeah,
there's a lot of movement
yes,
up and down.
Yes, there is.
Feel like anybody's going to take a swing at you?
No. Well, I could get in the way, maybe, because they never take their anger out on me. They might take it out on the person, you know, that they're arguing with and where the conflict is. But where, you know, my guys have been around me a long time, and they've been around the show a long time. They can sense when something's getting too heated.
But there's also that five iron you keep close to you.
Yeah, well, that's always good.
Good to have that.
I got that thing, yeah, and I got it right. I grab it right at the hosel too.
You know, it's kind of funny. I did not know until late last week that you're going to be stopping by the show. But earlier last week, I was playing golf with a guy that you know, and we were talking about you.
Right.
Jimmy Roberts.
Oh, sure. I know,
yeah.
Jimmy. Sure.
Yeah, great
guy. Jimmy's good.
Yeah.
Where'd you play? Did you play up at Westchester with him?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Speaking of golf, what's your favorite place to play now?
Believe it or not, I mean, I've been a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Around the world.
I follow you.
I happen to believe that my favorite course of all time is right down the road on Long Island at Shinnecock.
Wow.
It's the best place I have ever played, and I've played in Scotland and Ireland and every conceivable place in the United States. Shinnecock is my favorite.
Wow. That's pretty
good. You've been out there?
When you're a 2 handicap, it's good. Well, but when you're an 18, it's not so much fun.
Have you been out at Shinnecock?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I like
Scott, you're remembering your game. You're not remembering the course.
I like to keep my score down like two numbers.
Well, okay.
That's tough to do there.
Well, yeah, it's
I
never play well there, but I just think it, to me, it's the absolute essence of golf.
While I'm talking to Maury, I have at my foot, or I should say about my knee, his beautiful golden retriever, Birdie, is here with me.
Yeah.
He's right. She?
He.
He. That's a dumb name to give a he.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can I tell you why?
Right there, Scott.
So Connie and I have a place in Montana, and we love it out there.
Yeah.
And so our son finally got out of the house, and so we were empty nesters. And so I have a caretaker up there who's a terrific fella, he and his wife. And I mentioned, you know, maybe, because I hadn't had a dog in like 30 years. And so one night there's a knock on the door, and I had had my normal two big Johnny Walker Blacks.
Right, yeah.
And I opened the door, and there was my caretaker with this two-month-old puppy.
Oh.
And he looks at it and he says, "This is our gift to you for life. Name the dog." And I had, you know, two big ones in me. And the only thing I could think of was golf. And so I said, "What's the best
Birdie.
Thing about golf?"
Birdie.
I said, "Birdie." And that's how the dog got its name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That.
Now you
got to
take back what you said, Scott.
Yeah, that's a good name. I like that name.
Oh, you're one step away from being a mulligan.
Or a bogey.
Bogey.
Or maybe somebody's got a dog named
Bogey. Bogey, right.
Yeah, I had a bogey once, too, a little dog. Well, it's great to see you again.
Thank
and
you,
give
Scott.
Give our love to Connie. I can't, but your love story, I saw an interview you two guys did.
Yeah.
And you were giving us secrets to a long relationship, and you said, I think, something along the lines of just take separate vacations. It was very inspirational.
Don't ever do anything together.
And you get along fine, right?
Exactly.
You stay married forever.
Yeah, you talk about it, you know, a pillow talk that night. Well, how was your day?
Maury, weekdays at 9 a.m. on Pix 11, bonus episodes at 10 a.m. Good luck on the truth truck.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you. Maury Povich,
I know you'll never show up.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.